Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not let the music play out sometimes at the start of a broadcast to try to pique your entrance. It is not a dramatic flourish that I am engaging in. I am so busy during the breaks and right before the show, feverishly looking over all of the unbelievably important news that I have to be flogged into my chair to begin the transmission. So again, thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the 23rd day of July 2013, the day after the momentous birth of the future King of England, Count Dracula the 27th, the parasitical visage, the whole world rejoicing over hereditary dictatorships. I want to know why there's not teacups with Kim Jong-un on them. And why, you know, when he marries, there needs to be the royal baby. The royal baby is about to be born. But I need to get over that now. It's just I'm being bombarded with race warfare constantly by the establishment, which is a British globalist divide and conquer technique. And then being taught to love people riding around in Disneyland carriages and to watch women mainly fawning everywhere over the queen, who they have no idea how evil and wicked those people are, and that Seville, the admitted necrophiliac pedophile, was their best friend and would bring them special goodies. And then I have to watch them being worshipped everywhere. It is just beyond disgusting and makes me want to vomit. And it just makes me want to throw out an expletive. I've decided the new expletive I'm going to use that the FCC may fine me for is Joe Biden! By Joe Biden, you've done it! I've decided that's like a profanity now. Like if I slam my hand in a door, but it's only a profanity if you say the word Joe Biden in a British accent. It makes no sense. It's nonsensical. I'm probably developing some type of syndrome, but the point is I just want to say over and over again, Joe Biden! Just whatever. We're going to go to break and come back here because, you know, why do we do this? Why is there a weird 5-minute segment we started at 8 after and everybody else starts at 6 or 7 after? Because I didn't like running network news on my show going back 16 years ago when it got syndicated. And they said, fine, do the 5 minutes, we'll have a different clock. But I keep saying we're going to do this. The time has come. The time has come now that we must go to the regular clock, at least at the start of the hour. So I guess I need to just make that decision and go with we put feelers out to our radio affiliates asking what they think, and we're going to be doing that soon because it's almost like a false start or something. I realize some listeners cannot hear us on AM and FM and things when I come in this segment, and so maybe now I'll just play like elevator music, just looped in a British accent. Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Look, the whole place that comes from, ladies and gentlemen, is I did a little video last night where we played a clip from this TV series back in the 80s, V, where the two babies are born, and I said that basically Kate Middleton, and actually the Duchess of Cambridge, excuse me, had actually given birth to two clones of Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And when the Joe Biden baby comes out, he has a little snake tongue shoots out. And I say, Joe Biden! Right there at that point, you know, as I'm announcing them, like whenever they have people at these Washington dinners walk in, they'll announce who's been knighted. And it's like, oh, look, it's who's here? It's Colin Powell. And they'll go, that is the knight commander of the realm. And even affected an accent. So you're not truly trendy unless you've been knighted by El Queenie.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are live, and we are broadcasting worldwide on this 23rd day of July, 2013. We have one of the national leaders and the head of the Houston New Black Panther Party, Quanell X, joining us. Quanell X has actually been on the broadcast before, because even though I disagree with a lot of his statements and politics, he is one of the only people that would stand up, say, when black people are having their children taken for no reason other than the fact that they are poor and the dad works two jobs. The CPS now nationwide says that being poor is a reason to have your children taken. No drugs, no abuse, no nothing, plenty of food, healthy. Oh, my gosh. You live in a little house at the storage facility, and you're the manager of the storage facility and kind of the night watchman, and then you also mow yards in the area, and you're married and have four kids, we're going to take them all. And then who went and raised a stink about it? We sent reporters, confirmed it. Quanell X. And Quanell X, I liken him to basically a black Klan member. I mean, it's the same kind of statements, but it's from a black perspective. So I'm going to ask Quanell X today, when he comes on the air, Is there anything in this world outside of black and white? Does he know that white people are about 7% of the world population? Does he know all over the world there's just human beings going through the same tyranny under the global New World Order? Or is it just too fun to get into this whole race game and play along with it? So Quan LX, and you've had the big demonstrations he's had with the folks with the guns. They've got guns. The pro-Zimmerman people have got guns. It is pretty serious stuff. By the way, there's a story up on Infowars.com. It's also up on DrudgeReport.com. That's where we found it from Gateway Pundit, and they did some great research. And I've got Don Salazar doing a report on this to show some background. Because this is a great report, but what we always do at Infowars.com is we show you the Justice Department's own numbers, where they admit 90%+ of so-called hate crimes. You can look this up. It's a major phenomenon in the last 30 years or so, are committed by the Jewish synagogue itself against itself, or the black students against themselves, as a attention-getting thing. You can become a movie star, basically, and be all over the news, and then, you know, not have to do your finals. And it can always happens right before finals. People are freaked out. What do? In the old days, they'd, you know, somebody stage a car wreck to get out of finals or whatever, you know, being so nervous or whatever about it. Now you just spray paint a swastika, or you burn a cross in your own front yard, or you burn the local black church down and then say you saw white guys doing it, or you carve, you know, on your face the KKK and you're black, or they've had white women carve Obama on their face and then say black men did it. I mean, this is whites do it too. It's a false flag, self-inflicted wound, staged event where you try to frame people. And I could take one look at the woman, and I even said this yesterday to the crew. You could take one look at the woman, and again, we're doing our own article on this that shows their report but shows some background on this. Left-wing plant at Houston pro-Zimmerman rally is far-left activist, and they've confirmed her name and who she works with, and that she went out with a sign. And it appears the other leftists left her alone, and the national media zoomed in on, we're racist and proud. And the media went with it, didn't go over and ask her, MSNBC and others, hey, the Houston Chronicle didn't go over and ask her, hey, is this for real? No one did that. In fact, one more thing for Adon to add if he's listening. Add, not once, not twice, not three times, four times I can remember, they would have people dress up in John Deere hats, wear overalls, and go out and say, I love Rand Paul, and I hate black N-words and Mexicans. And over again, they had signs, all of it, saying, I'm with the KKK, and I like Rand Paul. Remember 3 years ago when he was running for the Senate and winning? Hard to believe that many years has already passed. The point is that they did, folks, I have been doing a pro-gun rally before. Mike Hansen, by the way, has the footage of all this. We're digging it out. A few weeks from now, he's going to bring me a big thing of archives. We're going to dig through it. I'm going to put all this stuff on the web. Where we'd be at a rally, and there'd be guys show up in Ku Klux Klan outfits, and I'd fall into their car, and I'd go, that's a Democratic Party Union sticker. You guys are Democrats. And they'd be like, F you, Jones, we're going to get you. I mean, I've got this kind of stuff on tape. Just bombshell. I've been through this over and over. It's theater, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, hit refresh on that, guys, so it'll actually come up with a photo. Or give me a document cam, and I'll actually show TV viewers what I'm talking about. Yeah, we can document cam right in here, and I'll pull this up for people. Left-wing plant at Houston pro-Zimmerman rally is far-left activist. Oh, I see you were pulling up a story about Rand Paul. Good job. Yeah, there it is. We're racist and proud. I mean, why didn't other reporters from the Tea Party groups that were there go over and say, hey, you're fake? And they're so disdainful, folks, they'll tell you they're fake to your face and then laugh at you. So here's a false flag. By the way, George Zimmerman, a SUV turned over and had gas leaking, and he ran over with a fire extinguisher and drugged the people out of the car. It's funny, Saturday I was driving back from the coast, and this guy was on about 30-40, runs a red light, smashes this old lady, T-bones her. I was three cars back, but I stopped case witnesses were needed until the police got there. I'm not some hero, but I did see that people that were closer to the crash than I was just drove on by. And by the way, that's illegal in Texas, and it should be illegal. Failure to render aid is unbelievably disgusting. If people need help, and some old ladies that were right in front of me, they stopped, were helping. Some cars around that, they drove on by. This woman was T-boned, hurt her head, hurt her knee, couldn't get out of the car. And I just couldn't believe that the people closer to the wreck than I was back like 3-4 cars, I saw it happen, didn't go render aid to this woman. I mean, wouldn't you want your grandmother to have people stop and help her? It's like when I saw a lady choking once. There was like 25 people around her going, 911, 911, like parrots, and no one was helping the woman. And then I had to physically pull them out of the way. They're like, hey, are you trained? Hey, wait for the police. And then as soon as I got the woman to cough the big piece of bread up, they're like, you're a hero. But we're looking at me real weird, and I'm like, we're going to get sued. So I had to pick that woman up, and I thought I might have, you know, hurt a rib or something. The woman weighed like 300 pounds, 270 pounds or so, and then we got out of there. Because in America, helping somebody, it's true, is prasada non grata. But Zimmerman, we have the tweets up on Infowars.com of people attacking Zimmerman for helping. So we're going to be going over that report as well. And now we have the Justice Department, and now we have all of these congressmen coming out, and I'm going to cover this in the next segment, and saying that we need to ban guns and ban concealed carry all over the country as a civil right. The guns are racist. And I told you this was coming. I mean, you saw it back during the whole Sandy Hook situation where on the news they said gun owners collectively caused this. And you saw the headlines about gun owners. You know, we're sick of you. You killed those kids. And then all these black activists, from Al Sharpton to reporters at Fox Sports, were like, I'm telling you, the NRA is the new Klan. They want to kill black people. And Michael Moore came out and said, I'm telling you, this is a quote, racist white people want their guns because they're scared of black people. Unbelievable. When it's black people denied ownership of guns in all these major cities, that's why you have such a high crime rate, the criminals can run wild. I mean, they've done this in European countries, and the crime rate explodes because they've disarmed the people. It empowers predators. And if that's how you take disarming black cities, cities that are mainly black or largely black, all are disarmed. The Klan's the Democratic Party, folks. They've never let blacks have guns, and they're never going to let you have guns. You belong to them. They're going to run the welfare programs they administer to suck off of. They're going to run the food stamp programs, and you're going to be used as a political weapon to bring down the rest of the country, just like Mexican laborers are. They're not bad people, but they're subsidized with government welfare at a level nobody else is to help bring down the wages. That's a corporate subsidy, so they can pay illegals things that they couldn't live off of without the government subsidy. It's a plan. So George Zimmerman helped save a bunch of people, and now he is being demonized as usual. We're going to get into the latest on the NSA, and Paul Watson has chilling photographs of Jesus Christ desecrated, the crucifix machine gunned and bombed by Al-Qaeda, Christians having their heads cut off, thrown off buildings. I mean, you know the mass murder. There's new photos of churches ransacked all over Syria. Churches are also ransacked all over Egypt. That's being reported today. We're going to be getting into that. Obama-backed Syrian rebels ransacked Christian villages and churches. Christians attacked in Egypt by Muslim Brotherhood supporters en masse. More videos of them chopping their heads off, beating their heads in, and throwing them off roofs. These videos are pouring out and will never be on any news channel in the United States. This is the plan. Exterminate Christians in Africa. Exterminate black Christians in Libya after Al-Qaeda took over. Exterminate Christians in the Muslim Crescent, the Red Crescent, in south of Russia. I mean, it's on. It is a UN program. And meanwhile, the TSA says they won't stick their hands down your pants anymore if you fingerprint when you go to the airport. But then they still might stick their hands down your pants. And that's been the plan all along. They're now expanding checkpoints outside the airports. We've got breaking news on that and so much more. And we're going to premiere some radio theater here at the bottom of the hour. An amazing film. Stay with us.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Gentlemen, we are back live, and I mentioned this, but let's drill into this right now. First off, confirmed left-wing plant at Houston Zimmerman rally is a far-left activist, and they had a bunch of these people out there to hold up racist signs, to hold up stupid signs, and to say stupid things to the media, and to be quoted by the media. And the media knew, the establishment media knew full well what they were doing, engaging in a piece of theater to deceive the public. A photo from the Houston pro-Zimmerman counter rally at the NBPP anti-Zimmerman rally, picked up by AP, shows a woman holding a sign that read, racist and proud. And again, that was picked up by the AP. He will not get a retraction. They're guaranteed in on it, ladies and gentlemen. That looked incoherent with other reports that pro-Zimmerman side, the Houston Chronicle, identified her as Renee Vaughn. And then it goes on to break down that the Austin resident Renee Vaughn echoed the sign's ugly statements by yelling, we're racist, we're proud, we're better because we're white. This was on MSNBC last night, folks. At the group as they passed, according to the Chronicle. So trying to stir stuff up. The act to smear the Zimmerman supporters as racist, she probably works with the Justice Department, folks. This should be investigated. As racist, with a leftist plant working as a photo and comment, was picked up and spread worldwide. Scanning the internet, we found that Renee Vaughn from Austin worked as a far-left environmental group, the Texas Campaign for the Environment. And that is federally funded, by the way. Renee was even, her photo linked to the far-left environmental website. And it shows her right there with the federally funded group. And I'm telling you, we should add in our article, I know this group. They're a land grab group for the big banks. Not about real environmental issues. They may have useful idiots in the organization. I don't know. But I know this group. They get federal funds. And so you have a federally funded operative, guaranteed, confirmed, and they don't even care. They even say their real name because they know the media isn't going to cover it, just like they edited Zimmerman to make it sound like he was racist. There's a black guy out here. Look at him. Instead, it's a, there's a guy out here. He's looking in things, doing things. He looks, he's acting weird like he's on drugs, blah, blah, blah. Okay, where's he going? Okay, well, is he white, Hispanic, black? He looks black. See, they're all manipulating you, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, there's a whole world of serious things going on. Now, I've said this day one, it's about making owning guns racial and coming out with 180-degree frauds, 180 degrees from the truth, and saying, ladies and gentlemen, worldwide, it is racist to own guns. You have a right to be free in your community of no guns, while the government has the monopoly of force and rules over you, and criminals don't follow the law and abuse you. It doesn't work. But they know it doesn't work. It's about a monopoly of force in the UN zone treaty. They say the state must have the monopoly of force. Look it up. UNIDIR, July 7th, 2001, ratified in the original treaty, and the new treaty says we implement according to these agreements. Just like Obamacare says, we get a blank check, or the NSA cybersecurity is a blank check, or the amnesty bill is a blank check. They're dictatorial blank checks, and that's what the UN treaty does. And that's why Forbes and even the Wall Street Journal have had to admit it goes after individuals' guns. It says states can have guns, but not people. And now Representative Luis Gutierrez, or Luis Gutierrez, calls for House hearings on Trayvon Martin and gun control. Washington Times. Boom. I heard him this morning because I monitor enemy channels on XM, MSNBC. I'm saying XM's an enemy, but you know they carry enemy operations on there. And I'm literally, this is enemy operations. I'm not just saying that. This is an occupation takeover grid. Here's another one. NRA Holder exploiting Trayvon Martin death to push gun control. The Hill. Yeah, no kidding. NRA blast Eric Holder for pushing gun control on Trayvon Martin's back. Pelosi. Congress must uphold oath to protect and defend the Constitution by passing gun control. CNS News. See, this is the whole thing. Bloomberg goes, I'm the biggest Second Amendment supporter in the world. Second Amendment means I take all your guns. I believe in a Fourth Amendment. We're going to have police without warrants search everybody on the street. You have a right to be a slave. George Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen, look at the Twitter users after he helped save those people in the overturned car. Supposedly, George Zimmerman saved a family from an overturned car last week. Well, I say F him. The family Zimmerman saved, were they black? If not, I still say F him. You know, on and on and on. You don't know who this guy is. You don't know if he really did this on purpose. I mean, stop being so stupid and hating somebody you don't know while the New World Order puts fluoride in your water that lowers your IQ 20 points. They've stolen all of our advanced intellects that some of us would have had. They've robbed us all. We got an incredible film. It's radio theater. It works well with radio. Coming up, the full video is up on InfoWars.com. It's called Purge. It needs to go viral. It's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, we're here for 3 hours live, 12 noon to 3 Eastern, back weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars at Nightly News. I'm going to make an announcement here about the film contest after we premiere this film. TV viewers can watch it right now at InfoWars.com/show. PrisonPlanet.tv members can also see it. They get all the films and the Nightly News. All the free podcasts, all the free iPhone and Android apps are all at InfoWars.com/show. I'm going to tweet that out again while this film is premiering here on air. Now, we've gotten over 600 entries. They're all incredible. We're down to the top 35 right now at InfoWars.com/Revere. Or InfoWars.com/Paul. It'll all take you there, but the best way is InfoWars.com/Paul. But a lot of them don't work well on radio. Some that do, we're going to be airing even after the contest here on radio/TV. But film depicts foreign takeover of DHS. The film is posted via YouTube up on Infowars.com in the featured news area and also tweeted it out on Real Alex Jones Today. And this deals with a foreign takeover of DHS. It's been done by foreign banks of the Federal Reserve, but to illustrate it, they show them using German mercenaries and parts of this that are incompatible with radio. I will narrate it. The film is Purge, and it's 17 minutes long. Here it is. Department of Homeland Security, headquarters.
Last 2 weeks. Now I'm here to tell you the time is critical. The Department of Homeland Security has determined that now is the time to implement action to suppress the activities of right-wing extremists. The economic and political environment in which these extremists thrive is becoming more volatile. It's apparent that the world has entered into a currency crisis.
They're in a Homeland Security briefing room.
The civil unrest and armed conflict. Now, these are environments in which our enemies, both foreign and domestic, thrive. We're not going to let that happen. It's no secret that the DHS recently purchased over 2 billion rounds of ammunition. We're going to continue to purchase ammunition to keep it off the open market. This prevents these extremists from getting ammunition in their hands. Additionally, we purchased 7,000 assault weapons. These weapons will be issued to newly formed FEMA Youth Corps brigades. As we receive threat level assessments, these brigades will be deployed into combat areas using 2,700 war wagons that were specifically designed for this purpose. Now, in the past, extremists were easy to identify. They were skinheads, KKK members, radical political ideologists. Well, now it's becoming a little more difficult. This group includes anti-abortionists, pro-constitutionalists, believers in biblical end times, gun owners, and most importantly, military veterans.
Excuse me, but military veterans are not extremists. Pro-constitution? Every American should be pro-constitution. I mean, the Constitution is the written law of the land. We've all sworn an oath to protect it.
And believers in the end times? That's like every Christian in America. That's millions and millions of people. And they're good people.
Write their IDs down so we can go after them later.
Now look, you may not think that these people are extremists, but we've been monitoring their activity. We've been looking at internet traffic, cell phone use, and financial transactions. All this information is being sent to the Threat Fusion Center, the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and other federal agencies have determined that these people pose a real threat. Now, effective immediately, all DHS agents will be required to undergo firearms desensitivity training using these new targets. The elderly, children, pregnant women, gun owners.
By the way, this is all real.
Military veterans will all
actually have these briefings to see who will be part of it.
An additional asset that's been made available to DHS has been the use of drones. These drones will be outfitted for surveillance. But as threat levels increase and the need arises, they will be set up for military strikes.
This is treason!
I think we'd better expedite this. Speaking in German does not mask your guilt. One of the feds says, your attitude is not appreciated. Do what you do best. Some of us learn through schooling, others through experience. Is this your funeral?
Agent Stein, thank you for your time today. Please continue the evaluation in the next room.
The only difference is the feds now just clamor to go up against the American people.
Americans, sind nicht
Americans are not as weak as you'd like to believe. By the way, they've actually used German intelligence for Oklahoma City.
Economic problems have already begun, and that real wars and civil unrest would be the end result. Now, in the fog of war, who's to say who is violent first?
I didn't say we were having economic problems.
Yes, you did.
This is exactly what they do on purpose to gaslight you.
And that would lead to real wars and civil unrest.
I didn't say that. You said that.
You started today saying...
Okay. We all know that this is caused by the extremists hoarding gold, silver, and food. And it's also because of their racism.
What? Especially military.
This is so accurate.
Agent Walker, next room. And what are you doing?
Getting some real intelligence.
Get out! Now, ladies and gentlemen, this does get more urgent. Our preparations for the purge have to be expedited. We received a request from the Federal Reserve that the Department of Treasury, with the assistance of DHS, be authorized to confiscate all gold and silver being held in safe deposit boxes in banks throughout the country.
By the way, they've actually done that.
It's already begun. Furthermore, in order to disable cyber attacks, to alleviate a toxic derivative market, and to starve out our political adversaries, the federal government is prepared to heavily tax all 401ks, all savings accounts.
This is the plan.
All pensions and all Social Security.
Just like they did with the IRS.
Especially those military veterans.
Absolutely. They're going to ruin you and the Christians.
Now, a possible shutdown of the entire banking system may be required.
Well, of course people are going to become violent. You're stealing their money.
When my Aunt Gertrude finds out that you're going to yank her pension and cut off her Social Security, you're going to need all that ammo and all those tanks.
That's right.
Tortelli.
How dare you do this to veterans who served their country faithfully, only to be backstabbed by a bunch of ivory tower bureaucrats committing treason?
Is that what you think this is, Agent Tortelli? Bureaucrats committing treason?
You want to know
treason?
What this is? I'll tell you what this is. The DHS has become a Gestapo, the Nazi SS.
Tortelli, next room. Now, your mission briefs contain profiles of the extremists in your sectors. Know them before the next evaluation.
That's why they're going to private contractors, is they can't even get the Fed to do what they want, and it's actually happening. So one of the Homeland Security people, one of the FBI people, calls one of the extremists that's on our list.
Hello, is this Roland McMahon?
Yes, really. Who is this?
This is Agent Danielle Robbins of the Department of Homeland Security. I'm concerned about an operation the DHS is conducting, and I'm wondering if I can get some more information from you.
Why does my gut tell me that I should just hang up right now?
I understand.
You know, the DHS is not exactly on my favorite list.
I understand, and I'm on your side. Are you? Prove it.
Sir, I've received orders to investigate alleged extremist activity in my sector. The DHS is planning to purge certain individuals in the near future, and I believe they're doing it illegally. You're on the list, and I want to get down to the bottom of this before it gets any worse. Let me buy you a beer somewhere so we can talk more about it.
By the way, the Army manual says they're training to put us in, quote, re-education camps. This is real.
I don't think you're going to like where this is going.
I already don't like where this is. That's why I'm calling.
But it's so over the top, people are following orders. Because they don't know how to deal with the real thing happening in America.
I don't want to get involved.
Rolly, I have an intel profile report on you a mile long. I know internet posts, phone conversations, bank transactions. They have you all figured
out. All of that's illegal under the Constitution.
Involved.
But they do.
I want to find out if you are who they say you are.
Folks, they're already coming after us.
If it's not as advertised, well, Agent Danielle Robbins is going to be barking fire here at the office.
They put poison in the water, folks. You're already committed.
All right, but when we meet, you come alone.
Sure.
So they made it a football field.
Yeah, I was part of the 1st Tank Battalion. Abrams, who rolled into Baghdad, RAC 2003. We were the first boots on the ground. I didn't see much action until a couple weeks later, but yeah.
Tell me more.
I don't think we were in Iraq for weapons of mass destruction. I don't think we're in Afghanistan for terror. I don't think we went into Libya to free the people. And I don't think we're in Syria now helping anybody. And if we get into a war with Iran, I don't think it's going to end well for America.
That's the plan.
Are you a Republican or a Democrat? And who did you vote for in the last election, if you don't mind me asking?
Neither. I will not vote for the lesser of two evils, and I will not be part of their system.
Whose system?
The Federal Reserve system. The Federal Reserve is a private company who has the power to issue our own currency. They're the real power brokers, the real shadow government.
And they want you bankrupt.
Congress and president can't even question them. The politicians are just puppets in this game. The politicians give us the illusion as if we're free.
And now they're going to get rid of even that.
The Federal Reserve is printing $85 billion a month through quantitative easing and giving it to themselves. It is total counterfeit. I mean, look at the Boston bombing. Look at that happened on the same day that the gold and silver market crashed. And all the big banks swooped in to grab all the money while everyone was busy watching the news of the bombing. They swooped in and bought gold and silver by the ton. And the reason that they want me purged is because I don't buy their lies.
That's right, folks. They're going to start with the leaders first, and they're going to move down to you.
Power brokers. So is that their plan, to get all the money?
No, they already have money. They want control.
That's right.
They want to bring about a new one-world government, a one-world currency, and a one-world religion. They want to control everything.
They're coming for everybody, folks. You're lying to yourself if you don't admit that. None of you that work for this are part of the winners.
Can you play this all out for me? Just play it all out.
It's going to start with a bank holiday. That's where they shut down all the banks. It's going to come like on a Friday afternoon. They're going to say that there's some cyber attack. And then they'll reopen the banks after they've dealt with the cyber attack on Monday morning. In the meantime, martial law will begin. And they'll start purging all veterans, all gun owners, all Christians, or anyone that they see as a threat. The Civil War is going to be bloody. They'll bring out the DHS. They'll bring out the FEMA youth soldiers. And then they're going to bring in foreign troops to help you. However, I doubt that they have briefed you that these foreign troops are going to turn on you. And then it's going to get real bloody. And in the end, the foreign troops is going to try to plunder the entire country. They've already been promised whatever they can plunder, they can have. Now, what they don't know is that the ruling elite are going to use robots to turn on them. And then when they're all dead, the ruling elite get it all. And anyone left is subject to the New World Order.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to need him.
Is there any hope?
There is any hope. The American people have got to wake up. And the current police and military have got to stand down when they're given the order to fire upon Americans. Then they got to join the counter-revolution, us, who wants to return the United States of America back to a constitutional republic. And then together we can fight the technocratic tyranny.
They're still good people.
Anyway,
we're going to need them.
In a press statement from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, all banking activity will cease at 5 p.m. Eastern Time Friday afternoon. All banks will be closed throughout the weekend. ATMs will be shut down, and all online financial transactions will be suspended. According to the Federal Reserve press statement, normal banking will resume at 8 a.m. Eastern Time Monday morning.
In other news, at the military bases across the nation, troops are conducting emergency deployment readiness exercises in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security and the other federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies.
Today, the National Council of Churches has made an urgent plea with all Christians: observe the scriptures and obey the federal government's order to turn in all firearms by Monday. It is the civic duty of all Christians to be an example to the nation as peaceful, obedient citizens who quickly become part of the solution and do not cling to the problem.
This is the most disturbing weekend I have ever experienced in this country. Let's go to the phones. Larry, you're on the air.
Jack, our pastor sold us
What?
I'm one of the deacons at our church, and I found out that our pastor was paid to snitch internalistic congregants he thinks is storing food and guns. Who does he think he is? He's a traitor!
The DHS has been put on high alert in anticipation of imminent terrorist attacks from veterans and is urgently requesting information of sightings of any suspicious activity, such as stockpiling or transporting in mass food, water, guns, ammunition, fuel, or any indication of home fortification. Again, if you see something suspicious, please contact the DHS immediately. A cash reward may be given.
They're bringing down the hammer hard, folks. You must keep vigilant. Let's get back to the phones. Jody from Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, here, Tony. I'm telling you, this is it. Yeah, I saw people, they're just pulling right out of their houses. They're showing no mercy.
You can see the final minutes of the film up on Infowars.com. It's in the featured news area. Film depicts foreign takeover of DHS and what ends up happening. I believe this is further out in the future for a hot purge, but they are moving towards that and admitting that's the plan. It's totally illegal. We have hundreds of admitted crimes from the top. They should all be in jail. They're going for broke. And I've got announcements concerning the Operation Paul Revere film contest on the other side. But go to Infowars.com/Paul to see the top 35 finalists. We've got a lot of news on Obamacare, you name it, coming up as well.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there.
Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays.
And are always on,
just like your smoke alarm.
Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation.
Made in America.
Laboratory grade.
And EMP resistant.
If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared.
But now you can be.
At MaserInstruments.com.
Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, down, down.
burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
The taste of love is sweet, folks, when hearts like ours meet. All right, here's the announcement. We've had over 600 entries. All of them are pretty good. 300 or so were put up in the first group of finalists. Now it's down to 35. And you can find out at Infowars.com/poll. Or you can link through. Every day we're posting 5, 6, 7 different finalists up on the front page of Infowars.com, like Purge that you just saw and listened to part of, depending on how you're watching or listening. And it has been really, really rough and trying to decide who's the best here. I tell you, it's amazing viewing at home at night, sitting there with an iPad until 1 in the morning watching these and trying to figure out what the finalists were and now who's going to win. I still don't know. And we're supposed to have, I'm supposed to decide like today or tomorrow so I can say Thursday who third place is. And then Friday, who second place is, and then Monday, so I can say who first place is. And I've just got to give myself the weekend to really properly judge this. And I also want to go back. I say these are the top 35 finalists. I want to go back through a bunch of the others because this is just what we did trying to meet this deadline. I'm going to go back to and look at some of the others and think if I've missed any of those to kind of put unofficially, you know, in the 35 finalists, because I'm the main judge. I can decide whatever I want. And then I'll decide by Sunday who the winners are. And Monday, I'll tell you, again, third place. Tuesday, second place. And Wednesday, first place. So the contest will be done by the end of July, by next Wednesday. And this also gives us more time to promote all these great films and the great people that came together, and everyone's a winner because you made a documentary. And there's well over 600 of them, and everybody, whether it was a slideshow or a voiceover, or it didn't matter. You took action. That's winning. Resistance is victory. And there's already millions of views of these films. One of the films I saw has like 500,000 views, is climbing. Another had 500,000+, and then Michael Moore had it taken down, a Paul Revere-based one for no reason. It's incredible. It was a comedy video. There's been a bunch of others. I mean, all total, I think there's like 3-4 million views so far, and these will just grow forever. So $115,000 in prizes. We take all the money that comes in from books, videos, T-shirts, ProPures, advertising. I don't know of any other media person who's spending everything that comes in. I mean, I'm proud of that. It's not bad if I made money, for myself, and I've got a decent house and some cars and, you know, a little bit of money in the bank. I'm spending that now. If I have to, I'll down the road, I'd sell my house and move into an apartment, you know, to keep funding this. I'm 100% going all out against the globalist. So InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support us and get the new film State of Mind, The Psychology of Control on Blu-ray or DVD. Yeah, we put it out for free on YouTube after it premiered on Nightly News. Yeah, great. I mean, millions are now going to see it. But the point is that you need to get the DVD so you have the hard copy and vote with your dollars and support the filmmakers. And, of course, InfoWars.com is distributing State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, such an important film. All the DVD orders get a free citizen rule book along with the order and bumper stickers, and throw a few magazines in there as well. So State of Mind, The Psychology of Control. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com for the very best vitamins, minerals, wide spectrum, non-GMO, organic stuff like Tangy Tangerine 2.0 now out. InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number on there. And you can also call 888-789-9277 to have any questions or sign up. They can help you sign up to get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Again, that's InfoWarsHealth.com, and a lot of new products up there as well. And get ProPure 10% off, promo code WATER.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.